This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Montgomery Democrat Doug Newblue Smith worked for Alabama Governors Lurleen Wallace and Albert Brewer. He says he helped set up the state's economic machinery, but that recent administrations have dismantled it, causing wages to suffer. Smith says he's running for governor to restore it and spur economic growth in Alabama. In the latest in our series of gubernatorial interviews, Smith does speak in a slow, halting manner. He says it's the result of medication that backfired 15 years ago. I begin the conversation by asking what he means by economic machinery.
We had an office in Washington. We had the Alabama Development Office, which Bentley completely abolished and Ivy was complicit in when she was sitting as lieutenant governor. They disconnected it from the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs. They disassociated it from Alabama's 12 regional planning and economic development commissions and from the Appalachian regional local development districts.
So what you're describing is restructuring of offices and bringing back this particular office in Washington. What would that allow us to do that we can't do now?
In 2002, the state's budget was 49% federal funds. By 2014, our state's budget had dwindled to 37% federal funds. That's why we've had a ripple effect across all departments of state.
So what you're describing, it sounds to me like you're counting on more federal money to buttress Alabama's budget.
Exactly.
How can you be assured that that federal money would be coming through, given that the federal government is running increasing deficits and is under its own pressure?
Because the federal government in President Trump's budget has set aside $693 billion for federal grants and aid. We also have 37 of our counties in the Appalachian Regional Commission that gives us priority for federal funds. And we are blessed with Richard Shelby rising to the chairmanship of the Appropriations Committee in the Senate.
Well, I did want to ask about infrastructure because the state has many infrastructure needs, and the state government up to this point doesn't have all the money for what certainly some people believe the state needs. At the federal level, you've seen the current Congress unable to pass an infrastructure funding bill. How would you address that?
I think that we have sorely neglected our participation in the Appalachian Regional Commission. We have the advantage of building developmental highways, which are highways that are like one half of an interstate highway. We need to utilize those Appalachian funds. For example, a developmental highway from Florence to Baldwin County would open up West Alabama.
You talk about those Appalachian development funds, but if I remember correctly, the funds for the Northern Beltline around Birmingham come from that source,
Absolutely.
The federal dollars. And that's a highway that's not projected to be built for several decades. That seems like a long time to be waiting for infrastructure needs that we feel are underdeveloped now.
Well, it's because the Alabama governors since 2002 have not aggressively gone after those funds. When have you seen Governors Riley, Bentley, or Ivy up in Washington testifying before the Appropriations Committee saying, we need more funds. You haven't seen it. They haven't been there saying, give us the money.
That's Democratic gubernatorial candidate Doug Newblue Smith. You can hear Smith's views on education and health care. Also hear him talk about his campaign hat at our website, wbhm.org. You'll also find interviews with other candidates there.